Well, you know, I have been in Fayetteville for 40-plus years and have served on the board for 4 years, and only learned about 3 weeks ago that Clapp Auditorium was originally an outdoor pavilion that was converted in the early 60s to the facility that it's in now. But it was really designed initially as a place for worship, a larger venue for worship. It has been used by choirs, you know, bands. But what we're trying to do is tell people about it, let people know about it. And if you have, you know, churches you don't have to be a United Methodist church, but any church in the area, any junior high, any organization that wants to come up and use our auditorium, it is open to the public in general. And we will work with them on making it feasible that they can use it and attract a crowd.
There's a lot that's up on top of Mount Sequoia.
It's 40,
at the retreat.
42 buildings. We can, of course, we can have meetings rooms for two up to 300. Our cafeteria will feed about 250 people at one sitting. We do have an exclusive caterer. And that caterer, by the way, we're going to do a brunch after the Easter service this year, offer a brunch to the people who attend the Easter service or anyone that wants to come up. And we're going to start a first Sunday brunch in March as well. And so we're inviting the general public. Initially, these brunches will be by tickets only. You have to buy an advance ticket just so we...
You know who's coming.
Yeah, on Easter Sunday, we have from 300 to 400 guests. And if we prepare for 400 and only 100 eat breakfast, well, then we're in trouble. If we prepare for 50 and 100 eat breakfast, well, we're in a whole lot more trouble.
So you've lived in Fayetteville for more than 40 years.
Right.
Been on the board for four.
Yes, sir.
What prompted you to take that step?
I was asked, of course, to come on to the board as I practiced law in Fayetteville for many years. And my feelings are is when boards invite lawyers to participate, they really are seeking some free legal advice. But you know, I've been at Methodist all my life and was honored by the invitation. And the way I got into my situation now, being the interim director while we look for a new executive director, is I was a retired person, did not have a job, and was not smart enough to say no when offered the opportunity. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's been fun trying to get the community aware of what we have. We have sleeping facilities, both cottages and houses and dormitory-style living up there that we can house up to 450 people in any one evening. We really cater to the churches, the religious community, but we have numerous groups. Probably 80% of the people who use the mountain and the facilities, the cottages, the residential facilities last year, probably 80% of them were not connected with the United Methodist Church. And the United Methodist Church slogan is, you know, open hearts, open minds, and open doors. And we're a true example of that.
Randall Shreve is tonight, and then every first Tuesday throughout the year.
We're trying to develop a Mount Sequoia recreational pass to make more people aware of the fact that we have a swimming pool.
Tennis courts?
We have tennis courts. We have a sand volleyball court and basketball courts. And if you really want to get involved, you can play horseshoes up there. But we're going to try to find out what type of interest there is in those facilities. And if there's sufficient interest, we're going to hopefully engage a person to teach swimming lessons to younger children. Mm-hmm. And to teach tennis lessons to people of all ages, and to open the, you know, hire full-time lifeguards and actually open the pool for the summer.
It's right in the middle of Fayetteville. Maybe not geographically the middle, but it feels like the middle. It's on top of Fayetteville.
Yeah. I tell people it's about five-tenths of a mile from the entertainment district on the Dixon Street. And it's, you know, it's amazing. It's just... 32 acres, you think that you're out in the woods. You can watch the deer come and bed down at night. It's very quiet. Our slogan is, or our logo is, Tranquility Above the City. If we're away from the bustle, the business of the city. We have a lot of university parents come up, and they'll come up and stay there and have their college student come up to visit them on the mountain. And I tell parents that I know, I said, you know, it's one way to stay out of the busyness of the city and the messiness of your child's room or your child's apartment.